In Manhattan this week, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra will perform, along with a remarkable young pianist making his Carnegie Hall debut. His name is Long Long. He and his family come from China. They came 4 years ago, and already critics are saying this 18-year-old may be one of the greatest pianists of our time. NPR's Alex Van Oss reports.
Long Long's handshake is soft and gentle. Then comes a crushing bear hug, an exuberant smile. He's an only child. His mother pats his hair and passes out Chinese black bean paste cookies. Long Long's father, Guo Renlong, is also a master musician, not a pianist, but a performer of the traditional erhu, a Chinese fiddle. Mr. Long says the erhu dates from the Tang Dynasty, 1,200 years ago. The emperor listened to it. It's still a popular instrument, and father and son like to jam. In the 1980s, the Long family lived in Shenyang, Manchuria. Their son began playing piano at three. It was obvious the child had extraordinary talent, and so the parents made a great sacrifice. The father gave up his own musical career, and the family moved to Beijing. Long Long's mother, Xiu Lan So, supported the family as a telephone operator. Long Long studied and eventually won the prestigious Tchaikovsky International Young Musicians Competition. This, at age 13, brought him to the attention of the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where he was accepted as a student.
He played his first exam, and no one had anything negative or, that they had to correct. Instead of people in the exam being critical or, having any comments, they actually applauded.
Miriam Yardumian is artistic administrator for the Baltimore Symphony, with whom Long Long made his American concert debut 3 years ago. She says there are lots of stories about musical prodigies who get bored or distracted or give up their instrument, but Long Long is full of zest, and he can remember even his earliest years at the keyboard at age 3 or 4.
I remember I play some of the simple things, but not really simple, like some really short list. Pieces and some really very short Chopin pieces and the Mozart sonata, the small sonata.
Long Long's Carnegie Hall debut is Thursday. Long Long says he doesn't get nervous. Before performances, he just takes a little nap and then warms up.
This piano is not completely in tune, but no problem. After 20 minutes scale warming up, and I will doing like, I mean, I'm doing like in slow way, really slow. And then you use the etude to practice.
I've never said this about anybody, and I have a lot of friends who are pianists, and if they're listening, please forgive me, but I think that Long Long is a once-in-a-century talent.
It's sort of like a movie is going on in your head from the beginning, and then I saw the pictures in my head. This is, should be a like ocean, or this is really the nature forest, or something. Is somebody's fighting? Sort of like a big picture in your head.
In 1999, Long Long sprang to public attention when he filled in for an ailing Andre Watts at the Ravinia Festival and substituted in recital for Richard Good at Orchestra Hall. He seems to be able to play anything, but says a special challenge are the early classical works, Mozart, or this Haydn Sonata, recorded at Tanglewood last year.
I think when you sit down and then really look at the Mozart sonata or Haydn sonata, the Beethoven sonatas, it's not simply just play, as he said, a phrase or something. You really need to analyze each chord, like how is the harmony changes, how is the notes, the next one, I mean, what's the connections? And then you make your own judgment to what the dynamic you will use, and also the rubatos, how you deal with the rubatos in the really classic period.
The Telarc label has just released a live recording of Lang Lang, performing works ranging from Haydn and Brahms to Tchaikovsky and others. The showstopper is Lang Lang's rendition of Balakirev's Isla May, a work so difficult the composer himself never played it in public. Lang Lang does. He says it fills him with a terrible delight. Lang Lang is touring the East Coast this week with conductor Yuri Temirkanov and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And in coming months, he's scheduled to record the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3 with Temirkanov and the St. Petersburg Philharmonic. Alex Vanoss, NPR News.